An education festival focused on groundwater in Waterloo and Wellington County continues to make waves with regional school boards. The week-long Waterloo-Wellington Children's Groundwater Festival returned to Marden Park in Guelph with one simple objective, that's to educate future generations on the significance of groundwater and how humans can preserve one of Earth's most precious resources. Municipal figures were invited out for a special tour on May 27th. Center Wellington's Managing Director of Community Services, Adam Gilmore, says the event is a great show of groundwater systems.
This is very important for us, a festival like this, where the focus is on water coming from the ground, because that's how our community gets water. And, you know, we're growing and we need to find new water resources, and we want to make sure that we're being good to the environment and that we're taking that water sustainably.
The Groundwater Festival has been a local staple for over 30 years. One of the founding members and acting hydrogeologist, Peter Gray, says local communities are actively prioritizing water conservation and are seeing tangible results.
And a fair bit of that has been attributed to the success of educating kids. You tell them about it, they come home and they tell their parents and their grandparents, and people start to change the ways. So, I mean, the topics here range from conservation to supply to quality, climate change, rain, kind of the whole gamut. We have experts that contribute their messaging to the big puzzle. Right, all the pieces that fit together.
About 30 school buses filled to the brim with curious kids shuttled onto the festival grounds each day to learn all about the different aspects of water use. Gray says he sees the same passion today as he did during that first festival in 1994.
It warms my heart. I mean, I brought my own kids to this. Now my grandkids are getting to the point where I can drag them around. I see the same excitement in kids now as I did in the first day. And that's because of the quality of the message and the importance of the message.
I'm Mick Horvath reporting for The Grand.